早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
And this morning, I would like to share with you.
今天早上我想跟大家分享的。
And a burden from the recent East Coast Christian Conference.
就是从东岸基督徒特会里面出来的一个负担。
Let's start with some scripture readings.
让我们先开始有一些圣经的。
Chapter 3, from verse 8 to verse 11.
让我们先来读几处的圣经。第一处是在以弗所书第三章八到十一节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8 through verse 11.
以弗所书第三章八到十一节。
To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ, and to bring to light what is the administrationof the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the churches to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ JesusOur Lord.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，这是照神从万事以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
These three verses is another way to answer the question that was just asked.
那这个章节呢，就是另外一个回答刚才所问的问题的方式。
It's much more complete.
而且呢，这个回答是更加的完全。
Including all of us.
包括我们每个人。
But it's more than just us.
但是也超过我们这些人。
Second verse, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11.
那第二处章节是在以弗所书第一章第十一节。
Also, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
Galatians chapter 2, verse 2.
哥罗西书第二章第二节。
That their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ Himself.
要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足，在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘就是基督。
Finally, Luke chapter 19, verse 10.
最后，在路加福音第十九章第十节。
Luke chapter 19, verse 10.
路加福音十九章第十节。
For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. We have the privilege to gather before your table.
父啊，我们感谢你，今天早上我们有如此的特权，可以在你的桌子面前聚集。
Not because we are worthy, but because you are worthy.
不是因为我们配，是因为你是配得的。
There is no more heaven can give us.
天上再没有其他的可以给我们的。
You already give us your sons.
你已经把你的儿子给了我们。
Your son is your work.
你的儿子就是你的工作。
Your son is your purpose.
你的儿子就是你的旨意。
We pray this morning that you will revive your work among your people.
我们祷告今天早上在你的子民中间来复兴你的工作。
Not only we understand your work.
不单我们可以明白你的工作，
We know how you are doing your work in time.
而且知道你如何在时间里面来完成你的工作。
We commit this time to your hands.
把下面的时间放在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
I think this year from July 4th to July 7th, we had the first year of East Coast Christian Conference.
今年从7月4号到7月7号我们有举行了第一届的东岸基督徒特会。
It was held at Kutztown University in Pennsylvania.
这个是在宾州的一个 Kutztown University 所举行的。
There are about 300 saints joined the meeting.
大概有300位圣徒参加这个特会。
From assembly all the way from Boston to Orlando.
那他们呢是从一直从波士顿一直到奥兰多这里面的各地的聚会而来。
Along the east coast of United States.
是沿着美国的东岸。
And the burden of this conference was is returning to God's original will.
那这个特会的负担是什么呢？就是要回到神起初的心意。
It recognized that we live in the last days.
而且认识到我们现在活在末了的时代。
We need to prepare for Lord's second coming.
我们现在要预备主他的第二次再来。
And the best way to prepare for his coming is returning to God's original will.
而回到神起初的心意，那是最好来预备他再来的方式。
Luke chapter 19 verse 10 said, For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
在路加福音十九章第十节已经讲到，人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
This verse was interpreted in the context of salvation and gospel.
这个章节经常被用来是在传福音的时候讲到救恩。
It is correct to interpret it that way.
没错，这样来解释是对的。
But we can also look at this verse in a much broader term.
但我们也可以从一个更广的范围来看这个章节。
This covers entire God's recovery work.
因为这个章节其实覆盖了神恢复工作的所有。
God has his purpose or his work decided in the eternity past.
在这个永远的过去，神已经决定了他的旨意。还有他的工作。
But what was created according to God's original will has been lost.
但是照着神起初心意的那个创造已经失落了。
Therefore, Jesus came to save that which was lost.
所以主耶稣他来是为着要寻找拯救失丧的人。
To return the whole creation back to the God's original will.
所以让整个被造可以回到他起初的那个心意。
This is God's work.
这个是神的工作。
This morning, we sing this hymn, Revive Thy Work.
今天早上我们唱这首诗歌，神啊，复兴你的工作。
This is God's work.
这个就是神的工作。
Return the whole creation back to God's original will.
就是让整个被造回到神起初的心意。
So what was God's original will?
那神起初的心意是什么呢？
Apostle Paul said God's original will is a mystery.
在使徒保罗所讲的里面，他说神起初的这个心意是一个奥秘。
Hidden in God for ages.
是历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的。
And now, through the revelation given to Apostle Paul,
但现在借着这个传给使徒的启示
by God's grace, Paul bring to light what is the administration of this mystery.
而且借着神的恩典，保罗他可以知道神的这个工作是如何安排的。
神的奥秘，
神的这个奥秘是如何安排的
？If we understand the administration of this ministry.
如果我们了解到这个奥秘是如何安排的话
，We can testify to the world，
我们就可以向这个世界来见证
the manifold wisdom of God，
这神测不透的丰富。
This is the purpose of we being saved，
这就是我们为什么会得救。
We are made known the manifold of wisdom of God through the church.
而且借着教会可以让我们知道神那测不透的丰富。
We thank you that today that we can understand how the administration of the ministry.
所以今天我们可以来了解神的这个奥秘是如何安排的，还有他百般的智慧。
The ministry of God or God's original will refers to God's eternal purpose.
神的工作或者神起初的心意，其实讲到的就是神永远的旨意。
And the administration of the ministry is how God works in time to fulfill His eternal purpose.
而他的这个旨意是如何安排的呢？就是神怎样在时间里面让他永远的旨意最后达成。
If we desire to return to God's original will,
如果我们决定要回到神起初的心意的话，
then we need to understand how God works to fulfill His eternal purpose in time.
那我们就需要了解和明白神如何在时间里面来完成他这个永远的旨意。
And that is the burden for this morning.
这就是我今天早上的负担。
God has an eternal purpose.
神有一个永远的旨意。
We want to understand how God works in time to fulfill His eternal purpose.
现在我们要来明白神怎么样在时间里面安排来完成他永远的旨意。
The ways God works to fulfill His eternal purpose consists of five spiritual principles.
那神完成他永远旨意的这个方法里面包含了有五个属灵的原则。
If we truly embrace these five spiritual principles, our faith will become exceedingly strong.
如果我们能够确实接受他工作里面这五个属灵原则的话，那我们的信心就可以非常的强壮。
We will never be discouraged or disappointed.
我们就再也不会灰心或者失望。
Ezra used to describe the remnant this way.
以斯拉曾经这样来描述渔民。
He said, this remnant was given a very secure place in sanctuary.
以斯拉说，这些渔民呢，神使他们安稳在神的圣所。
Like a firmly driven nail in his sanctuary.
就像一个钉子钉在他的圣所。
Brother and sister,Are we like a driven nail in his sanctuary?
弟兄姐妹们，我们像不像一个钉子是钉在他的圣所里呢？
But if we have faith, if we understand how God works, then we will become a driven nail in his sanctuary.
如果我们有信心，如果我们可以了解他的工作是如何安排的，那我们就可以像一颗钉子一样钉在他的圣所。
If we want to grow our faith,
如果我们的信心要成长的话，
And we need to understand how God works in time.
我们就需要了解神在时间里面是如何安排的。
Let's go over these five spiritual principles.
现在我们来看看这五个原则。
Underlying the administration of this mystery.
而且呢，它重点就是在于这个它的这个奥秘是如何安排的。
First,
第一。
God's purpose will never change.
神的旨意永远不改变。
This is so important.
这个是如此的重要。
No matter how dark it is.
不管现在多么的黑暗。
No matter how chaotic it is.
不管现在多么的混乱。
We need to understand that God's purpose never change.
我们需要了解神的旨意永远不改变。
Second.
第二。
God always initiates and does not merely react to events.
神总是主动的，不是在事情发生的时候才做反应。
Brother and sister, if we understand this principle, we don't need to react to the events.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们了解这个原则的话，就不会在事情发生的时候才来反应。
Because God is the initiator.
因为神他已经开始了。
He does not react to events.
他并不是事情发生再来反应。
Third,
第三点
，God has foreknowledge.Of everything before it happens.
神在所有的事情发生以前都已经知道了。
It doesn't matter what happened to us.
不管在我们身上发生什么。
For a person with strong faith,
对于一个有坚强信心的人来说，
he believes God knew this before it happens.
他相信的就是在这个事情发生以前，神早就知道了。
Number four,
第四，
God gives man free will to choose.
神给人自由意志，可以来选择。
This is the principle that you and I are involved actually.
这就是一个我们在其中有份的原则。
The four other principle does not involve human.
在另外的四个原则里面，人并不包括在其中。
We just need to understand.
我们只需要来了解。
But this one, we are involved.
但在这个原则里面，我们要在其中。
God gives man free will to choose.
神给人自由意志，可以选择。
Number five.
第五。
God's purpose will be accomplished.
神的旨意必会成就。
Or in other way, God's purpose will be accomplished in time.
或者这样来说，神的旨意必会在时间满足的时候
完成。God's purpose is already accomplished in eternity.
在永远里面，神的旨意是已经完成了的。
But in time, he will be accomplished.
但是在时间里面，我们说他的旨意要完成。
If we understand this five spiritual principles.
如果我们了解明白这五个属灵的原则，
in any circumstances, we will still have faith.
不管在什么样的情形里面，我们都会还有信心。
We will not be disappointed.
我们不会灰心。
We will not be discouraged.
我们不会失望。
We will never be defeated.
而且我们不会失败。
Let's go over these five principles one at a time.
所以我们现在一个一个来看这五个属灵的原则。
God's purpose will never change.
神的旨意永远不改变。
According to his perfect wisdom.
是根据他那完全的智慧。
God established an eternal purpose which will never change.
神他设立了一个永远的旨意，就不会再改变。
He determined the purpose on his own.
是他在自己里面来决定的。
He does not need counselors.
他不需要有其他的谋士。
The greatest mistake in church history is man trying to help God.
在教会的历史上面，最大的错误就是人想来帮助神。
God used his perfect wisdom to make a perfect will.
神在他完全的智慧里面已经定了一个完全的旨意。
Once he has decided, there's no need to change.
他如果已经决定了的话，就不需要再改变。
From generation to generation, God's purpose never change.
从一代到下一代，历世历代，神的旨意永远不改变。
His wisdom is perfect.
他的智慧是完全的。
So there's no need to change it.
所以没有需要去改变。
When God made his promise to Abraham,
当神向着亚伯拉罕赐下应许的时候，
he even confirmed with an oath.
他甚至用启示来确保。
This was to make the unchanging nature of his purposes very clear to Abraham.
所以他让这个不改变的旨意对亚伯拉罕来说是如此的清晰。
So what is this mystery?
那这个奥秘是什么呢？
What is this unchangeable purpose?
这个不改变的旨意是什么呢？
Or what is the promise given to Abraham?
或者赐给亚伯拉罕的那个应许到底是什么呢？
Apostle Paul revealed this secret in Galatians chapter 2 verse 2.
所以使徒保罗在哥罗西书第二章第二节把它启示出来。
The mystery of God is Christ himself.
神的奥秘就是基督他自己。
Which is unchangeable promise made to Abraham.
就是那个向亚伯拉罕所赐下不改变的应许。
And the promise of the coming of Messiah was the promise given to Abraham.
赐给亚伯拉罕的就是那个要来的弥赛亚的应许。
And that purpose will never change.
这个旨意永远不会改变。
Many times in histories, it appears that God's promise to Abraham will not be fulfilled.
在历史当中有许多次看起来好像神给亚伯拉罕的这个应许不会再实现了。
For example, when the kingdom of Judah was taken captive to Babylon,
比如说当犹大国被掳到巴比伦的时候，
it seems to us this unchangeable promise was in jeopardy.
对我们来讲，这个不改变的应许其实在一个极大的危机里面。
Because prophet Micah prophesied that the Messiah to be born in Bethlehem.
因为先知弥迦已经预言说弥赛亚是要降生在伯利恒的。
He could not be born in Babylon.
他不能在巴比伦出生。
If they do not return to Palestine,
如果他们不回到巴勒斯坦地的话，
and this promise given to Abraham would not be fulfilled.
那这个赐给亚伯拉罕的应许是不会实现的。
However, after 70 years in captive,
但是在被掳70年之后，
the descendants of Jacob enjoy a very comfortable life in Babylon.
那时候雅各的后裔在巴比伦，他们已经享受了一个很舒适的生活。
They had lost the desire to return to Jerusalem.
他们已经失去了那个回到耶路撒冷的那个心愿。
They considered their future was in Babylon.
他们自己所计划的将来都是在巴比伦。
They had forgotten the promise made to Abraham.
所以神虽然已经向亚伯拉罕有这样一个应许，
If they did not return to Jerusalem,
如果他们不回到耶路撒冷的话，
Micah's prophecy would not be fulfilled.
那弥迦的这个预言是不可能得应验的。
But God does not change like shifting shadow.
但是神他不像那个转动的影儿一样会改变。
His purpose does not change.
他的旨意不会改变。
He stirred the heart of Zerubbabel.
他来激动所罗巴伯的心。
Who was a descendant of Jacob.
他就是雅各的后代。
And descendant of David.
而且他也是大卫的后裔。
To return to Jerusalem.
回到耶路撒冷。
Later you will find Zerubbabel appear in the genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在后面我们可以看到所罗巴伯他是在耶稣他的族谱的里面。
This is evidence that God's promise to Abraham never changed.
所以这是一个明证，就是神向着亚伯拉罕的应许是不会改变的。
Then again, after 71 years, there was a severe spiritual decline in Jerusalem.
但是在71年之后，在耶路撒冷有一个极大的属灵的衰落。
Although the temple was built,
虽然那个时候圣殿已经建成了，
but the wall of Jerusalem was broken down.
但是耶路撒冷的城墙却被毁坏。
The gate were burned.
城门被火焚烧。
Many who had returned to Jerusalem had returned to Babylon.
很多那些回到耶路撒冷的人后来又回到了巴比伦。
And the remnant left in Jerusalem were in distress.
而且留在耶路撒冷的那些渔民呢，他们也是在一个极大的压力下面。
The descendants of Jacob were like a vapor; they appear short in a short time and vanish.
这些雅各的后裔，他们好像云雾一样，出现少时就不见了。
It seems that God's purpose will not be fulfilled.
看起来似乎神的这个应许是不可能再完成了。
However, again, God's purpose does not change.
但是再次的，神的这个旨意不会改变。
God said to them through Micah, through Malachi.
那神就借着马拉基向他们来说话。
I, the Lord, do not change.
因为我耶和华是不改变的。
So you, the descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed.
所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。
God did not allow the descendant of Jacob be destroyed in Jerusalem.
神不会允许雅各之子在耶路撒冷被毁灭。
Because his purpose does not change.
因为他的旨意是不改变的。
Even during the darkest time, God spoke through Malachi.
就算在最黑暗的时候，神也借着马拉基向他们说话。
But for you, for fear my name,
但你们敬畏我名的人，
the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings.
必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能。
We thank the Lord, there were those who fear his name.
我们感谢神，因为有那些敬畏他名的人。
Like Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the city.
就像尼希米他回到耶路撒冷来重建城墙。
Nehemiah and the remnant did not return to Jerusalem for their own sake.
耶利米和渔民他们回到耶路撒冷不是为了自己的好处。
They left behind their entire life in Babylon.
他们把他们的人生都摆下牺牲掉在巴比伦那边。
Because they returned, Jerusalem was rebuilt.
因为他们回到耶路撒冷是为了重建。
With Jerusalem rebuilt, then Bethlehem would be restored.
当耶路撒冷被重建的时候，伯利恒也被恢复了。
And they returned so that the Messiah could be born in Bethlehem.
当伯利恒被恢复之后，弥赛亚才可以在伯利恒出生。
They returned for the mystery of God.
他们回到那里是为着神的这个奥秘。
They returned for God's eternal purpose to be fulfilled.
他们回到那里是为着神永远的旨意可以得成就。
Brothers and sisters, it is so important to understand the history in the context of this first spiritual principle.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在这五个属灵的原则下面来看这些历史是非常重要的。
God's purpose does not change.
神的旨意永远不改变。
If we know that God's purpose never changes,
如果我们知道神的旨意永远不改变的话，
we will not be discouraged by what we see.
就不会被所看见的事情啊让我们灰心。
It is so easy to be disappointed by what we see today.
今天何等容易，当我们看见一些事让我们失望。
But if we are truly convinced that God's purpose does not change,
但是如果我们确信神的旨意不改变的话，
we will not lose heart.
那我们就不会灰心。
So this is the first spiritual principle, God's purpose.Does not change.
所以这就是第一个属灵的原则，神的旨意永远不改变。
Second one,
第二点
，God always initiates and does not merely react to events.
神总是主动的，他不是在事情发生的时候才来做反应。
I think some of you may question this one.
也许我们中间有些人会对这件事有疑问。
And you will say, isn't true that God reacts to the Fallen of man,
神难道不是在人堕落之后才有反应吗
？God's preparation of the cross might seem like a reaction to the fall of man.
也许神这个十字架的预备，在我们看来是在人堕落之后才做的。
Is that true?
是这样的吗
？Is the cross a reaction to the fall of man?
十字架是因为人堕落之后。才有的反应吗
？Apostle Peter says this.
使徒彼得他这样讲。
Christ was handed over to man.
他被交于人，我们的主。
By God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge.
是按着神的定旨和先见被交给人的。
This is a very important verse.
这是一个非常重要的章节。
Our Jesus Christ was handed over to man by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge.
我们的主耶稣基督被交与人，是按着神的定旨和先见。
Similarly, Apostle John writes,
同样的，使徒保罗是这样写的。
The Lamb who was slain from the foundation of the world.
使徒约翰说。这是创世以来就被杀的羔羊。
So these verses show that the cross was part of God's eternal plan even before man's fall.
所以这些章节告诉我们，十字架是神永远计划里面的，甚至在人堕落之前就有的。
Demonstrating that God does not merely react to events.
来表明神不是当事情发生才来做反应。
Redemption was prepared before the foundation of the world.
这个拯救是在创世以先就已经预备好的。
Oh, this is a mystery to us who live in time.
对我们活在时间里面的人是很难了解的。
But this is true.
但却是一个事实。
Redemption was prepared before the fall of man.
救赎在人堕落之先已经预备好了。
The Lamb of God was slain before the foundation of the world.
在创世以前，羔羊就已经是被杀的。
If God always initiates,
如果神总是这样主动的
，then our daily walk with the Lord should be very simple.
那我们每天与神同行应该非常的简单。
We go if He goes.
如果他行，我们就跟着行。
We speak if He speaks.
如果他说，我们就跟着说。
We act if He acts.
我们行动，当他行动的时候。
This is how simple it is to walk with the Lord.
这就是怎样简单的与主同行。
There is nothing more.
没有比这个更多的了。
Because He initiates.
因为他已经开始了。
Then we follow.
我们来跟随。
Therefore, Jesus commanded us, "Come, Follow me.
所以耶稣的命令就是来跟从我。
We like to initiate things.
我们总是喜欢自己主动来做
什么。But God is the initiator.
但神是那个起始的。
We are supposed to be a follower.
我们应该是那个跟随的人。
Jesus commands us, come, follow me.
耶稣的命令是来跟从我。
So this is so simple. This is how we should work with the Lord every single day.
所以应该是如此的简单，这就是我们应当如何每天与神同行。
Remember on the Mount of Transfiguration.
还记得吗？在那个变化山上面。
God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son."
神说，这是我的爱子。
Listen to him.
你们要听他。
Only when we listen to him, we know he goes.
如果我们听他，我们才知道哦，他已经去了。
Only when we listen to him, we know he speaks.
只有我们来听他，我们才知道哦，他说话了。
Only when we listen to him, we know he acts.
当我们来听他的时候，我们才知道他行动了。
So we can go.
所以我们可以去。
So we can speak.
我们可以说。
So we can act.
我们可以来行动。
This is how we follow the Lord.
这就是我们怎样来跟从神。
Serving the Lord is very straightforward.
服侍神其实是非常直接的。
God is the initiator.
神是那起始的。
And we follow him.
我们来跟随他。
So we should not move forward if God does not move forward.
所以当神没有行动的时候，我们不应该有行动的。
If God does not move, we will not move.
如果神没有行动，我们就不行动。
Let's look at just a few examples in history.
那我们在历史上来看几个例子。
Now the return of the remnant was initiated by God.
这个渔民的归回是神起始的。
150 years before Cyrus' time.
甚至在这个塞鲁士王之前150年就已经定好了。
If we don't understand God's principle,
如果我们不了解神的原则，
then we read the history.
我们来读历史。
We think that it's the King Cyrus who initiated the return of the remnant.
我们可能以为是这个塞鲁士王他来主动让渔民归回。
But 150 years before Cyrus' time,The prophet already said this.
但是在这个塞鲁士王之前150年，先知已经写下来了。
Isaiah wrote, "I will raise up Cyrus in my righteousness."
因为以赛亚说，先知以赛亚说，我凭公义兴起塞鲁士。
I will make all his way straight.
又要修直他一切道路。
He will rebuild my city.
他必建造我的城。
And set my exiles free.
释放我被掳的民。
But not for a price or reward.
不是为工价，也不是为赏赐。
It was written 150 years before Cyrus' time.
所以在塞鲁士王那个时代之前150年就已经写好了。
This prophecy was made before they were taken captive to Babylon.
这个预言讲出来的时候，甚至在他们被掳去巴比伦之前。
During Cyrus' time, the descendants of Jacob had no desire and no means to return to Jerusalem.
在塞鲁士王之前的时间，雅各之子他们既没有这个愿望，也没有这个心意要回到耶路撒冷。
And King Cyrus did not know God.
而且这个塞鲁士王他是不认识神的。
But God chose him before he was born.
但是神在他出生之前就已经拣选了他。
When King Cyrus became aware of this prophecy about him,
然后这个塞鲁士王就有一天知道了，原来在他身上有这样一个预言。
He accepted appointments to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem.
所以他接受了这个指示，要在耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
God did not react to captivity.
所以神不是在被掳之后再来反应。
He initiated the return of the remnant.Before they were taken captive.
在他们被掳之前，神已经预定了他们要被掳之后的归回。
Let's look at another example.
让我们再看一个例子。
71 years after Zerubbabel completed the temple.
当所罗巴伯重建了圣殿之后的71年。
The remnant experienced a severe spiritual decline.
这个时候当时的这些余剩的民，他们经历了一个极大的属灵衰落。
And the city of Jerusalem was in ruin.
这个时候，耶路撒冷城是在一个毁坏之中。
This created a need for another return of remnant to Jerusalem.
这个时候就开始让我们有另外一个渔民回归的需要。
Nehemiah deeply concerned about the condition of Jerusalem.
尼希米对着耶路撒冷的状况是非常的忧心。
And he could not hide his distress before King Artaxerxes.
甚至在亚达薛西王面前，他都不能掩饰他脸上的那个愁容。
However, Nehemiah, without king's permission, could not return to Jerusalem.
但是尼希米如果没有王的命令的话，是不可能回归耶路撒冷的。
God, the initiator, initiates.
是神他已经起始了。
He caused the king to notice Nehemiah's sadness.
是他让这个亚达薛西王注意到尼希米脸上的愁容。
If the king did not notice the sadness in Nehemiah's face, there's no way Nehemiah could return.
如果这个王并没有注意到尼希米脸上愁容的话，那尼希米也没有办法回到耶路撒冷。
When Nehemiah told the king the reason for his sadness,
当尼希米向着王来说他为什么如此忧愁的时候
，The king said, "What do you want?"
那这个王就问了一句话：你要求什么
？After seeking God's guidance, Nehemiah requests permission to return to Jerusalem.To rebuild the city.
当寻求了神的指示之后，尼希米就告诉王，他要回耶路撒冷重建城墙。
Bible says specifically with God's hand upon Nehemiah.
现在我要讲的就是神的手是这样如此特定的在尼希米身上做工。
So Nehemiah was granted permission to return to Jerusalem.
然后尼希米就得到这个允准，要回到耶路撒冷。建造城墙。
This divine favor showed that God initiated the return led by Nehemiah.
所以尼希米在王面前蒙恩，就表明了这是神的手在那里做工。
If you look at from this angle in the Old Testament and New Testament history, you will agree God is always the initiator.
所以如果我们从这个眼光来看旧约还有新约所有的这些故事跟历史的话，你就会一定会有这个结论，神他总是那个起始的。
The third principle.
第三个原则。
God has foreknowledge of everything before it happens.
神在任何事情发生以先已经都知道了。
God knows everything that has happened, is happening, and will happen.
神知道那些已经发生的，正在发生的，还有将来要发生的。
God foreknew his people and chose them to become like his son.
神已经预先知道了那些人，而且预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
Those he foreknew, he called to himself.
而预先他所知道的人就招他们来。
Even in Isaiah, prophesied the fall of Satan.
甚至在以赛亚书里面预言了撒旦的堕落。
God has foreknowledge about Satan's fall.
神早就知道撒旦他要堕落。
And Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says,
在以弗所书第一章第四节这么讲。
For he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们。
God's plan for redemption was established before creation.
所以神对救恩的这个安排是在他创造以先。
God has foreknowledge about man's fall.
神早就知道人的堕落。
The fall of man was anticipated as God's plan to remove evil from creation.
因为神预先知道了这，他已经定下要去除人的罪孽。
Through Adam's fall, God provided a new man, Jesus Christ.
虽然亚当堕落了，但在这个之后，神预备了主耶稣基督新人。
To bear the sin. Of all mankind and remove sin from the universe.
而且呢，让他来担当人所有的罪，也在这个宇宙之中去除了这个罪。
Therefore, this morning we acknowledge that during the table time.
所以今天早上在饼杯的时候，我们也来承认这件事。
The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
神的羔羊就是去除世人罪孽的。
God foreknew about captivities.
神知道我们的这个以色列人的被掳。
Before it happens,
在这个事情发生之前
，Even Jeremiah already wrote about captivity.
甚至耶利米他已经写出了关于被掳的事。
He wrote when 70 years has been completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place.
因为他写说，为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们仍回此地。
Because of this foreknowledge,
因着神已经预知了。
God prepared Daniel to understand this prophecy.
神也安排了但以理，让他了解这个预言里面的意思。
And pray for his fulfillment.
而且为这个预言的成就来祷告。
And Daniel's prayer and pleas then led to God stirring up Cyrus to decree the rebuilding of the temple.
所以是借着但以理这样的祷告，神来激动塞鲁士王的心，让他发招，让耶路撒冷回去重建圣殿。
God also foreknew that the construction of the temple would pause for 16 years.
而且神已经预先知道这个圣殿建造之后，七十年之后会有一个
十六年
之后会有一个简单的停滞。
For this pause, God already prepared Haggai and Zechariah.
而且在这个停滞里面，神已经为他来预备了哈该还有撒加利亚。
Because of God's foreknowledge that Haggai will address people's misplaced priorities.
而且因着神的预知，哈该就来向以色列民来提醒他们的优先次序该是如何。
Urge them to focus on rebuilding the temple.
来鼓励他们啊，让他们先把重建这个圣殿摆在第一位。
And Zechariah spoke of God's future plan for Jerusalem and the coming of Messiah.
而且撒加利亚在那里来预言了这个圣殿的重建，还有弥赛亚的再来。
Encouraged by the prophets, then the Zerubbabel and the people restart and complete the temple.
所以借着这些先知的鼓励，所罗巴伯和子民们一起再来重新回到重建圣殿的工作。
God has foreknowledge about the spiritual decline during the time of Nehemiah.
所以神也知道在尼希米他的那个年间有那个属灵的衰落。
So God prepared Malachi and Nehemiah.
所以神在那个时候就预备了马拉基还有尼希米。
Malachi addressed the spiritual decline.
马拉基他来针对的是那个属灵的衰落。
Call for repentance.
他在那里呼召悔改。
And prophesied the coming of Messiah.
而且他预言了弥赛亚的再来。
And Nehemiah led the rebuilding of the wall.
然后尼希米就带领这个城墙重建的工作。
Organizing defenses.
而且在那里来安排所有的防备。
Overcoming external threats.
而且胜过了这个外面所有的威胁。
God's foreknowledge encompasses all events before they happen.
所以神的预知是包括了所有要发生的和已经发生的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is actually very important for us.
弟兄姐妹们，这件事对我们其实是非常重要的。
This can build our trust in the Lord.
这个可以让我们在神里面的那个信靠被坚固。
There's nothing that happened to us God does not foresee.
因为没有一件事发生，神是不知道的。
God foreknew everything that happened to us.
神已经预知了每一件在我们身上发生的事。
So we have three principles. God's purpose never changes.
我们有三个原则了，神的旨意是永远不改变的。
Then the second one and third one goes together.
而且第二个原则跟第三个原则是在一起的。
God is always initiates and does not react to events.
神总是主动的，他不会在事情发生的时候才来反应。
How could God always initiate?
那神怎么样总是来起始呢？
Because he has foreknowledge of everything before it happened.
因为他在任何事发生以前已经预先知道了。
So these two go together.
所以这两个是在一起的。
Because he has foreknowledge on everything before it happens.
因着他在任何事发生之前已经预知了。
Therefore he can always initiate.
所以他总是可以主动的来。
He always prepares something before that thing happens.
总是在这个事情没发生之前他已经预备好了。
None of us can participate in these three principles.
我们中间没有一个人能在这三个原则里面来预备。
But we still have to understand that.
但是我们却需要了解。
Now, the fourth principle, God gives man free will to choose.
那现在是第四个原则，神给人自由意志可以来选择。
Why did God give free will to man?
为什么神把自由意志给了人呢？
God grant free will to us so that we can choose to love him and follow him.
神给了我们自由意志，让我们可以选择来爱他，来跟随他。
True love must come from a choice.
真正的爱一定里面包含着一个选择。
True love cannot be a forced action.
真正的爱不能是强迫的。
Free will allows us to make choices.
这个自由意志让我们可以选择。
We learn from the choices we make.
我们也从我们所做的选择里面来学习。
We grow both morally and spiritually.
不管在道德层面，还有在属灵的里面，我们都可以这样来成长。
Bring responsibility and accountability for one's actions.
那我们的行动里面就可以为此而负责，也带着一个职责。
Genesis states that the man is created in the image of God.
因为在创世纪里面讲到，我们是照着神的形象而造的。
Part of this image includes the capacity to make choices.
而这个形象里面所包含的就是那个可以自由选择的能力。
Exercise free will.
我们可以来运用我们自由的意志。
Free will is very crucial for salvation.
对救恩来讲，这个自由意志是非常重要的。
We have a free will to choose.To accept God's offer for salvation.
我们里面有一个自由的意志可以来接受神这个救恩的安排。
Without free will, the concept of salvation would be meaningless.
如果没有自由意志的话，那所谓救恩的概念是毫无意义的。
Nehemiah had a free will to choose a comfortable life in the palace of Susa.
尼希米他有一个自由的意志，可以选择还住在巴比伦苏珊城的那个皇宫的舒适里面。
He can choose.
他可以选择的。
Had he chosen this path?
他有没有选择这条路呢？
We wouldn't have the book of Nehemiah.
如果是的话，那我们就不会有尼希米记了。
And none of us today would know anything about Nehemiah.
而且今天我们没有人听说过尼希米。
Instead, Nehemiah chose to live for the Lord and the city of Jerusalem.
但是反而尼希米选择的是耶路撒冷城。
Brothers and sisters, this is how this principle come to play.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是这个属灵的原则怎么样来运用。
This is how God fulfilled His eternal purpose in time.
这就是神怎样在时间里面完成他永远的旨意。
It requires some of His people.To make some choices, exercise their free will.
这个完成需要有些人在自由的意志里面来选择跟随他。
When Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem,
当尼希米回到耶路撒冷的时候
he didn't try to build the wall immediately.
他没有选择马上就来建造城墙。
Because he wanted to know what the Lord wants him to do.
因为他要知道神到底要他做什么。
He chose to observe and assess the situation for 3 days.
所以他的选择是三天的时间在那里来观察，在那里去体恤。
On the third night,
在第三天的晚上
he personally inspected the ruin of the wall himself.
他就自己去到那个城墙去巡查。
He did not rush to rebuild the wall in his own way.
他并没有照着自己的方式马上就起来重建。
He waited patiently.
他是在那里非常忍耐的等候
Before the Lord until God moved
在神面前等候直到神行动
Exercising his free will Nehemiah chose follow the Lord's guidance every step of the way
当尼希米来运用他自由意志的时候是在他人生的每一步都来寻求神的指引
As a result the people responded positively and said let's start rebuilding
所以因此这些子民也被激励说来我们来建造
When the enemy heard that the remnant intend to build a wall
当这些仇敌他们听说 以色列的子民要来重修城墙的时候
They mocked and despised them.
他们在那里嘲讽他们蔑视他们
Then Nehemiah chose to respond strongly.
这个时候尼希米的选择就是强硬的回击
He replied, he relied solely on the Lord for the success of the rebuilding of the temple.
他是单单来仰靠神在重建城墙这件事上
And he declared that the enemy had no authority or right over Jerusalem.
他的宣告就是这些仇敌在耶路撒冷是无权无份的。
When the enemy saw that the breaches were repaired and the wall was being rebuilt.
所以当这些仇敌看到城墙那些破裂之处已经被堵塞的时候
They grew angry and threatened to attack and to kill the people.
他们就大大的恼怒在那里威胁要来杀他们。
Nehemiah chose to fight.
尼希米的选择就是来反击，来打这场仗。
Encourage the remnant to fight as well.
而且他在那里来鼓励这些渔民一同来征战。
In every instance, Nehemiah made choices for the benefit of Jerusalem.
在每一件事上，尼希米的选择就是为了耶路撒冷而征战。
Brother and sister, today we are given free will.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天都有神所赐自由的意志。
We are free to choose.
我们可以自由选择。
We can choose to live for ourselves.
我们可以选择为自己而活。
We can also choose to live for the Lord and the city of Jerusalem.
我们也可以选择为神而活，为着耶路撒冷城而活。
We have complete freedom to choose.
我们有完全的自由可以来选择。
God will not force us to choose.
神也不会强迫我们来选择。
Because this is the fourth spiritual principle.
因为这是第四个属灵的原则。
God will give free will for us to choose.
神会给我们自由意志，让我们自己来选择。
What kind of life we will have on this earth during this limited time?
我们在这个地上有限的时间到底要活一个怎么样的生命呢
It's very, very short.
非常的短。
But this little bit of time could have meaning in eternity.
但是这个短暂的生命却可以在永远里面有极大的意义。
And this little bit of time could be meaningless in eternity.
而这个短暂的生命也可能在永远里面一点价值都没有。
It depends on our choice.
这个完全是在乎我们的选择。
How we choose?
我们如何选择
？We can choose to transform this limited time into something precious in eternity.
我们可以选择让这个短暂的生命把它转换成在那个永远里面有极大价值的
，Or we can choose
宝贵价值的。
In a way that our time on earth is like a vapor.
那我们也可以选择这个短暂的生命在地上就像云雾，出现少时就不见了。
The choice is ours.
这个选择是我们自己来做的。
We are choosing every single day.
我们每天都在选择。
Whenever there is time, there is opportunity.
只要时间还在，我们就还有机会。
Today we still live in time.
今天我们还活在时间的里面。
That means we still have opportunity.
就代表我们还有机会。
Opportunity to choose.
这个机会是选择的机会
With the free will given to us
借着给我们的这个自由意志
Brothers and sisters, this is a very critical principle for all of us
弟兄姐妹们这对我们每个人来说是一个非常关键的原则
We can choose to believe that God's purpose never changes
我们可以选择来相信神的旨意永远不改变
We can choose to believe that God initiates does not react to events
我们可以选择来相信神总是主动的他不会在事情发生的时候才来做反应
We can choose that God has foreknowledge of everything before it happens
我们可以选择相信神在任何事发生之前已经预知了
If we choose that way
如果我们的选择是这样的话
We choose not to be defeated
我们就是选择了不会失败
We choose not to be disappointed
我们就是选择了不会灰心。
We choose not to be discouraged.
我们就是选择不会失望。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，Are you disappointed about something?
你有没有对一件事失望了
？Are you discouraged about something？
你有没有对一件事灰心了
？It is because you choose that way。
是因为你选择这样。
Nehemiah refused to accept the condition of the wall。
尼希米他选择的就是不接受城墙的那个光景。当时的光景。
Everybody has seen the condition of the wall.
每一个人都看到城墙的光景到底是怎么样的。
But everybody else accept the condition of the wall as it was.
但是所有的人已经接受城墙那个时候的那个样子。
But Nehemiah refused to accept that.
但是尼希米他选择的是我不接受这样的情形。
He chose not to accept the condition of the wall.
他选择的是我不接受城墙现在的光景。
Do we accept the condition of our marriage?
我们是不是已经选择接受婚姻现在的状况？
Do we accept the condition of our children?
我们是不是已经选择接受了儿女现在的光景？
We can accept that.
我们是可以来选择接受的。
It is what it is.
已经是这样了。
There's nothing I can do.
我已经做不了什么。
But you can also choose.To refuse to accept that.
但你也可以选择拒绝接受。
God's purpose never changes.
神的旨意永远不改变。
God has foreknowledge of everything before it happens.
在任何事发生以前，神已经预先知道了。
Therefore, He will make provision for everything before it happens.
所以在每件事发生以前，他已经做好了预备。
Now we need to choose.
现在我们要选择。
We need to choose to stand on the side of the Lord.
我们要选择站在神这边。
Now, the final principle.
现在最后一个原则。
If we choose the right way,
如果我们选择是对的话，
then we will see the fifth spiritual principle is correct.
然后我们就可以发现这第五个原则是对的。
God's purpose will be accomplished.
就是神的旨意必要完成。
No matter how much the devil tried to create chaos,
不管这个恶者他创造了多少的混乱。
No matter how evil the current situation may seem,
不管现在我们所看到的情形是如何的邪恶。
No matter how weak we see ourselves or the churches on earth,
不管我们看自己还有看地上的教会是何等的软弱。
God's purpose will be accomplished.
神的旨意必要成就。
There is a phrase, it's an amazing phrase, hidden in Hebrew chapter 4, verse 3.
有一个非常令人惊奇的、奇异的一段话是藏在希伯来书第四章第三节里面。
At the end of this verse,
在这个章节结束的时候，
His works were finished from the foundation of the world.
在那里讲他的功从创世以来已经成全了。
This is marvelous.
这是何等的奇妙。
His works were finished from the foundation of the world.
他的功在创世以来以前已经成就了，以来已经成全了。
God exists outside of time.
神的存在是超越时间的。
Which is a mystery to us.
对我们来讲，这又是一个奥秘。
What might take thousands of years for us is already finished for God.
对我们来讲，花上千年时间完成的，其实在神里面都已经做好了。
That's why in Genesis chapter 1, when God speaks, it is done.
所以当创世纪第一章的时候，神也在那里说成了。
As we work within time, we actually are participating.In what is already accomplished in God.
所以当我们在时间里面来工作的时候，其实我们是要有一个预计，我们所要达到的是那个已经完成的工作。
Understand this principle allow us to enter into perfect rest.
如果我们了解这个属灵原则的话，就允许我们可以进入到那个完全的安息。
And knowing that God's purpose will be accomplished, no matter how difficult it seems outside,
就知道不管这个事情如何的困难，这个神的旨意是一定成就的。
So Apostle John could see the weakness of the seven churches.
所以当使徒约翰看到这七个教会的软弱的时候
At the same time, he saw the New Jerusalem descending from heaven.
是同时他也看到新耶路撒冷从天降下。
Apostle Paul could press forward toward the goal.
而且使徒保罗也可以因此来向着标杆直跑。
Despite facing tremendous obstacles in his life.
不管他在生命里面经历了多少的艰难。
Because they grasped this principle.
因为他们抓住了这个属灵的原则
They could never be defeated.
他们不会被打败
And we can see that in Nehemiah's life as well.
我们也可以在尼希米的生命里面看到这件事
When he restored the worship,
当他来恢复敬拜的时候
Then he found himself in the accomplished work of God.
他就发现自己原来进入了神已经完成的工作。
People want to read the word.
那个时候，那些子民他们自己愿意来读神的话。
Not only they want to read the word, they listen and they obey.
不光他们愿意来读，他们听见之后愿意来遵守。
After reading the word, they confess their sin.
当他们读了神的话之后，他们愿意悔改。
And the sin of their ancestors.
而且他们承认自己跟列祖的罪。
Nehemiah found himself in an unprecedented revival in the Old Testament times.
所以尼希米就发现自己就进入了在旧约里面从来没有经历过的那样的复兴。
He didn't do anything.
他什么都没做。
Everything happened on its own.
所有事都是自然发生的。
Because it is accomplished work of God.
因为这是神已经完成了的工作。
Brothers and sisters, we are at a critical juncture in history of God's recovery.
弟兄姐妹们，我们现在处在神恢复工作里面那个关键的时刻。
Nehemiah lived at the beginning of this period.
尼希米他生活的是恢复工作的开始。
And we live close to the end of it.
那我们现在所生活的是这个恢复工作接近结束的时候。
God is calling us now to participate in His recovery work and prepare for the kingdom to come.
神现在呼召我们进入到这个恢复的工作，预备他国度的来到。
The Satan is fully aware of this.
撒旦他完全了解这件事。
And will do everything he can to frustrate God's purpose.
而且他要做所有他能做的来搅扰神的工作。
To overcome this opposition, we must understand how God works through time to fulfill His eternal purpose.
所以，当我们要知道怎样胜过仇敌的抵挡的时候，就要了解这些属灵的。
We will encounter many obstacles, challenges, and attacks.
我们也会经历许多的障碍，许多的艰难。
In every circumstances, we must firmly believe that God has foreknowledge.Of everything, and is the initiator who has already made provision to address every challenges we face.
所以我们需要在面对每件事的时候，了解在这些事发生之前，神已经预知了，而且神他已经为这些事预先做好了预备。
Our task is choose to stay on the God's side.
我们的职责就是来选择站在神这一边。
To follow him and listen to him.
来跟随他，来听从他。
If we fully adhere to this principle, we will participate in his accomplished work.
如果我们是确信遵守这些原则的话，就在他恢复的工作里面。
Brothers and sisters, when it comes to the spiritual things, it's always very simple.
弟兄姐妹们，凡是遇到属灵的事情，其实都很简单。
I'm not saying it is easy.
我并不是说他们容易。
That's not to confuse between simple and easy.
大家不要把简单跟容易混淆在一起。
God's way is always very simple.
神的道路从来都是很简单的。
To choose life.
选择拣选生命
，to follow him，
来跟随他
，to listen to Christ，
听从基督。
It can't be simpler than this，
还能比这个更简单吗
？But it is not easy，
但却不容易
，because we have our own will，
因为我们有自己的意志。
If you want to return to God's original will，
如果我们要回到神起初的心意，
we must sacrifice our own will，
那必须要牺牲自己的意志，
so we can follow him，
所以才能跟随他，
so we can listen to him，
所以我们可以听从他。
It is very very simple，
其实是非常非常简单的。
But it's not easy，
但是却不容易。
There's something getting in the way，
因为在这中间有些事情来阻碍。
And that gets in the way is me，
这个阻碍的就是我。
So therefore our brother was right in the beginning， God's work is me。
所以当弟兄开始的时候也讲到，神的工作就是我。
It is me that getting in the way of following the Lord，
是我让跟随主的这个路上有障碍了。
It is me that getting in the way to listen to Christ，
是我阻碍了听从基督。
So again we can choose，
那再一次的我们可以选择的。
We can choose to deny ourselves，
我们可以选择来舍己。
The best choose, best choice a human being can ever make，
人能做的最好的一个选择。
There is no better choice than this，
没有比这个更好的一个决定了。
Deny yourself is ahead of following Jesus，
就是舍己来跟从主耶稣基督。
Without denying yourself，No one can follow Jesus。
如果没有舍己，也没有人能够来跟随主。
That is the choice we need to make。
这就是我们要做的选择。
Let's pray。
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning that we find your scripture is so rich。
父啊，我们感谢你。今天早上我们真的是看到你的话语何等的丰富。
That the administration of the mysteryis hidden in God for ages，
而且你在你的隐藏在你奥秘里面的这些安排，历史历代以来的这个安排。
But through revelation, Holy Spirit, you open this up to us。
借着圣灵的启示，你向我们打开了。
So we understand how you works in time to fulfill your eternal purpose。
现在我们可以了解你是怎样在时间里面做工，让你永远的旨意得以完成。
And we also understand our role in this plan。
而且我们也明白在这个你的计划里面我们那一份是什么。
Our role in this plan is to choose to follow you。
我们的角色就是来跟随你。
To listen to you。
来听从你。
We pray that by your grace that we will make the right choice。
我们的祈求就是借着你的恩典我们可以来做对的选择。
In Jesus' name we pray。
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen。